Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, the conference had some good wins this weekend. They had some that they probably wish they could get back. But how about Arizona State carrying the conference, waving the Pac-12 flag, going on the road as a double-digit underdog with a freshman quarterback and getting not just a cover but an outright win, 10-7 over the Spartans, beating the number 18 Michigan State. Hod Rabino is joining us now. He's on Twitter, at Devils Digest. Give him a follow for all things ASU. To talk about Arizona State's big win. Before we dive into everything, Hod, I just want to start. Is it too early to say that we owe Herm an apology, or do you think it's safe to say that now?
I really do. It is safe to say it right now, and thank you so much for having me on, because for all the low expectations that were set for Edwards in year one, for him to finish with a winning record, and I understand a 7-6 mark is nothing that you're going to build a statue for a head coach for or anything like that. But when you see a lot of national pundits, who I personally respect quite a bit, predicting Arizona State to win 3-4 games in Herm Edwards' first year in Tempe just because they were led by Herm Edwards, forgetting the fact they had a fifth-year senior quarterback in Manny Wilkins, forgetting they had a wide receiver, N'Keal Harry, that was drafted in the first round by the New England Patriots. I thought that was uncalled for. But look, I understand that we're all here in the media in the business of predictions. Some of them go right, some of them go wrong. And I think the predictions concerning Herm Edwards in year one, definitely went wrong for a lot of pundits out there.
Well, I mean, looking at that game Saturday, it was wild. I liked their chances to cover just because I didn't think Michigan State had a good enough offense to put a lot of points on them. And Arizona State holds them to 7 with some field goal help. Michigan State couldn't execute, maybe could have had a few more. But based on what you saw the first 2 weeks, because they looked good in week one and they really struggled with Sacramento State in week two, how surprised were you at the outcome on Saturday?
I was definitely surprised. Full disclosure, I thought Arizona State was going to lose that game at Michigan State. And like you said, the way they played the first 2 weeks, and I think even week one against Kent State, they definitely struggled some. But week two against Sacramento State, an FCS team, they struggled a lot. And that was definitely an unpleasant surprise, if you will. So, yeah, I did not have any good expectations for an Arizona State win in East Lansing. Now, I knew the defense is going to come to play because the defense played outstanding the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Michigan State does not have a prolific offense. So I wasn't surprised that Arizona State did as well as they did. Yes, having the Spartans kicker miss three field goals certainly helped the cause. But I didn't have a lot of faith in the offense. And the offense, sure enough, did struggle for most of the game. But on that last drive in the fourth quarter, did a great job mixing in the pass and the run. Were able to punch it in for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. An early field goal in the first half really was a difference for the Sun Devils in a very improbable win.
Yeah, Hod Rabino is our guest. He's on Twitter, at Devils Digest, for all things ASU. They get the big road win for the Pac-12 this weekend and beat Michigan State in East Lansing. Back-to-back years, they beat the Spartans. Last year on that game-winning field goal at like the 10, and this year going in there and getting a big, big road win. You know, Jaden Daniels, the true freshman, I remember I saw the first game that they played. I missed the Sac State game, but the first game, I was listening to the commentators, and they were like, you know, Bama wanted this kid, and they're naming all these big programs that were kind of going after him. Is this kind of what we should expect from him play-wise? Is just good in spots, not great, a little shaky as a true freshman? Or do you think you're seeing signs that maybe he is going to get to a point where maybe ASU's offense will start putting points on the board?
Oh, I'm definitely seeing signs that this is going to be a very special player, because when you look at Arizona State, last Saturday in East Lansing, they started two true freshmen on the offensive line. That is unheard of no matter what level of football you're looking at. And when you look at the film from the first two games, again, the two cupcakes on your schedule, Jaden Daniels was operating under duress for quite a few snaps during those first two contests. For him to be cool, calm, and calculated, really showing maturity well beyond his years for a true freshman, I think that is the makings of a true special signal caller. And I think Jaden Daniels really has been very, very good the first three games. Obviously, yes, we're seeing true freshman mistakes in the first three games. That's really good, goes with the territory. But the way he played, his decision making in that last drive, and everybody's going to talk about the two big runs that he had in that scoring drive. Obviously, running for 15 yards and 4th and 13. But let's not forget that scoring drive did start with Jaden Daniels completing four or five straight passes. So he was not ranked the number two dual threat quarterback by Rivals.com for nothing in the 2019 class. He is showing that true dual threat capability and really trying to get the most out of an offense that, quite frankly, is struggling quite a bit right now. But I think that Jaden Daniels is really the least of the Sun Devils' problems on that side of the ball.
Yeah, it's exciting, too, because you just imagine he's going to continue to get better as a kid who's starting to play and going through a tough environment like Michigan State that's only going to give him some benefit down the road. And you look at the Pac-12 South right now, it is an interesting conversation. Utah, they're head and shoulders, it feels like, above everybody else, and they're the favorite to win that division. But, you know, UCLA is an absolute dumpster fire down there. We don't know what to make of USC. Arizona's looked good, and they've looked bad. Colorado got a big win last week, and then they follow up with a loss to Air Force, and that's who Arizona State plays coming up next is Colorado at home. Where do you think Arizona State kind of falls in that Pac-12 South race right now?
I said even before the season started that Arizona State is really going to be in the thick of things in the Pac-12 South. I know that Utah probably has less question marks than the rest of the division, but like you said, I think each team in the Pac-12 South has some serious issues to contend with, and I'm not excluding Arizona State at all from that conversation. Let's not forget that Arizona State handled Utah quite well here in Tempe, beating them 38-20, and really a loss to Oregon the following week is what really knocked them out of a Pac-12 style championship. So I think that this team has the chance to play better, both on offense and in defense, compared to the 2018 squad. So I fully feel that Arizona State is definitely going to be in the thick of things for that division race this year too. They have Colorado this week. They got a pretty tough road game at Cal the next week, and then they go into a bye. I think that if Arizona State is able to notch a 5-0 mark after the next 2 weeks, and I'm not saying it's going to be a gimme by any means, but if they can do that, then I think you absolutely have to consider Arizona State as being a contender for the Pac-12 South, just like you're considering Utah, and rightfully so right now.
Yeah. Hod, I'll get you out of here on this one as quick as you can. How is he resonating in recruiting? Is he doing a pretty good job? Do you feel like the student athletes are recognizing what he's building down there and trying to get ASU to a potential Pac-12 title?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know the rankings may not be eye-popping like some other teams in the Pac-12, but when you look at the large amount of freshmen that have played to date, 28 redshirt and true freshmen playing for Arizona State just in the first 3 weeks of the season, this is definitely a place where there's a lot of opportunity to play at. And I know some people may roll their eyes when ASU talks about their pro model, but having so much NFL experience on this staff, Herm Edwards, Marv Lewis, Kevin Mawai, Antonio Pierce, several other assistants that have played in the NFL at one time or another, when a lot of programs are out there telling recruits that we know what it takes to take it to the next level, and we can help you get there. I think Arizona State has credibility that's second to none among FBS teams. So I think those are all factors that are really helping Arizona State right now do well in recruiting. Like I said, maybe the rankings aren't going to be gaudy in some cases, but you see the contributions you're getting from a lot of players right now this season. And I think that Arizona State, in terms of talent evaluation, has done a great job, and I expect him to have a continued success in recruiting as long as they continue on this path.
Here we go. Hod Rubino, Devils Digest on Twitter, at Devils Digest. Man, Herm has been interesting from the start, and I think it's only heating up and becoming more entertaining. We're enjoying it, and it was a pretty good win for ASU carrying the Pac-12 banner this week. And thank you so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.